Another day, the day before the funeral, Bobby and I were sitting by the railroad tracks, watching the trains go by. Real stupid. Like sheep in a blizzard. When suddenly Bobby woke up and said, "We ought to go see Nancy. We ought to be with her." So we drove to Garden City. Went to the Phillips funeral home there on Main Street. I think Bobby's kid brother was with us. Yes, I'm sure he was. Because I remember we picked him up after school. And I remember he said how there wasn't going to be any school the next day, so all the Holcomb kids could go to the funeral. And he kept telling us what the kids thought. He said the kids were convinced it was the work of a hired killer. I didn't want to hear about it. Just gossip and talk. Everything Nancy despised. Anyway, I don't much care who did it. Somehow it seems beside the point. My friend is gone. Knowing who killed her isn't going to bring her back. What else matters? They wouldn't let us. At the funeral parlor, I mean. They said no one could view the family. Except the relatives. But Bobby insisted, and finally the undertaker. He knew Bobby and, I guess, felt sorry for him. He said, "All right, be quiet about it, but come on in." Now I wish we hadn't. The four coffins, which quite filled the small, flower-crowded parlor, were to be sealed at the funeral services. Very understandably, for despite the care taken with the appearance of the victims, the effect achieved was disquieting. Nancy wore her dress of cherry red velvet, her brother a bright plaid shirt. The parents were more sedately attired, Mr. Clutter in navy blue flannel, his wife in navy blue crepe. And it was this, especially, that lent the scene an awful aura. The head of each was completely encased in cotton, a swollen cocoon twice the size of an ordinary blown-up balloon. And the cotton, because it had been sprayed with a glossy substance, twinkled like Christmas tree snow. Susan at once retreated. "I went outside and waited in the car," she recalled. "Across the street, a man was raking leaves. I kept looking at him, because I didn't want to close my eyes. I thought, if I do, I'll faint. So I watched him rake leaves and burn them. Watched without really seeing him, because all I could see was the dress. I knew it so well. I helped her pick the material. It was her own design, and she sewed it herself. I remember how excited she was the first time she wore it. At a party. All I could see was Nancy's red velvet. And Nancy in it. Dancing.